Whenever I read the passage of scripture that Paul just read to you this morning, my mind becomes filled with thoughts and sayings that I have read or heard over the years. I have to be really honest and tell you that the major ones actually come from my dear father-in-law, the Reverend Dr. Russell Gilbert Martin, Sr. Okay, I can recall him saying any number of times, you ready? He used to say, if you don't toot your own horn, same won't get tooted. Okay? Now, in today's text, Jesus is speaking to those people who are constantly tooting their own horns. You can overdo horn tooting. Okay? All right? And whenever we used to go up to New England, and the Martins are from New England, and when we were early married, we used to take them up there every summer to visit relatives, who I never met because I was never introduced to them. Okay, I think I was the family embarrassment. Okay, I mean, we'd go in people's houses, and they'd all start talking, and there I would be, the whoever, the chauffeur, whatever. But whenever we would drive up the North Shore, or as they call it, the North Shaw, whenever we would drive up the North Shore above Boston, Dad would say that we were in the land of the bean and the cod, where the Cabots speak only to the lodges, and the lodges speak only to God. Jesus today was speaking to the spiritual Cabots and lodges of the world who think the only one worthy of their conversation is God. Now, I also remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who reminded us, warned us, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. For in the text that Paul read to you this morning, Jesus is addressing the spiritually confident, those who through no fault of their own or entirely through their own fault, think more highly of themselves than they ought. Now surely, you have from time to time run into such persons. No? I have to tell you, I have to be really honest, this is confession. Okay, every time I read this passage, I think of one particular lady. Lois knows who it is. She's saying, don't you say it, don't you say it, don't you say it. I'm not saying it, I just do. Because every now and then, as we make our way through life, we do run into those spiritually confident people who make the rest of us feel like, Now, apparently, on the day in question, Jesus had run into some folks who were sure that they were righteous, and who looked down their long, righteous noses at everyone else who fell short. Probably the one they looked down on most was Jesus himself, because he did indeed fall short of their expectations of a righteous man. See, Jesus just did not measure up to the truly religious people of his day. He was not the right kind of person they thought he should be. So they looked down their long spiritual noses at him with contempt. Now, I know it's hard for us to imagine anybody looking at Jesus with contempt, but they did. In their minds, he didn't measure up. But in their minds, they were the perfect examples of what righteous people should be. Now, I don't want to go off the text too soon. I want to hang with it a little bit. But every now and then, I'm serious, every now and then you still run into these people. They are all puffed up with spiritual pride. They can quote scripture, chapter and verse, better than you can. They utter such beautiful prayers. Oh, the language and the diction makes you marvel. And when they say God, they don't just say God. They say God. But they are so spiritually high in their own minds that they are always so cotton-picking, religiously serious. You know that in their minds, you are just spiritual trailer trash. To them, you just don't measure up. Well, it was to such people as those that Jesus told the story about which Paul just read to you from the Gospel of Luke. Now, in the story, there was a Pharisee who went up to the temple to pray. And there was a tax collector who did the same. For the record, the Pharisees were the spiritually minded people of the day who looked down their long spiritual noses at people like the tax collector. The Pharisee's prayer was very telling of his attitude. First of all, the scripture says he prayed about himself. Now, you know, sometimes when you pray about yourself, it's like, God, I can't make it through this day. I need you to hold my hand. I can't walk without you. Without you, I. Sometimes it's that kind of prayer. That ain't what the Pharisee prayed. In fact, he began, I'm sure, by saying, God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Robbers. Evildoers. Adulterers. Or even like that tax collector over there. Now folks, you do understand that at the moment just preceding his death, when Jesus was hanging on Golgotha's cross, those are the very things that Jesus became. Because he took upon himself the sin of the world. He took upon himself the sin of every human being. So the fact is that Jesus became a robber, an evildoer, an adulterer, as guilty as the tax collector, as he died on Calvary's cross. He took upon himself every sin. The Pharisee went on to pray, I do all the proper religious things. I tithe. I fast twice every week. And boy, can I pray. But the tax collector, said Jesus, stood way off in the back of the room. He would not even lift his eyes to look at God. You remember the attitude of prayer? Heads bowed, eyes closed. And he prayed, have mercy on me, Father, for I am a sinner. Now the Pharisee approached God in pride, for he believed that he was in fact good enough to stand before the Father in prayer. The tax collector, on the other hand, approached God in true humility of heart because he knew that he was not worthy to come before the Father even in prayer. Jesus concluded his story by saying, he who exalts himself before God will be humbled by God. But he who humbles himself before God will be exalted by him. Now here's what was happening that day. The Pharisees in the crowd to whom Jesus were speaking were looking at each other going, because they knew that they were properly humble in the presence of God. But to quote the song that was familiar so many years ago, it's really hard to be humble when you are perfect in every way. And they knew, beyond any shadow of doubt, that God could not love a tax collector the way he loved them. But folks, God loved the world. The Pharisees and the tax collectors and you and me, he loved the world so much that he sent his son to die for sinners, to die for us, to set us free.